Investigators have been looking into last month's deadly Amtrak derailment in Philadelphia. They say it could have been prevented by a safety system called positive train control, which can slow or stop a train. Freight and passenger railroads are struggling to meet a federal deadline to fully implement it by the end of the year. Amtrak says it will meet the deadline in the busy Northeast Corridor, but most commuter railroads, which carried passengers on 500 million rides last year, won't. Here's NPR's David Shaper.
I'm standing in the Metro Rail Yard on the southern edge of downtown Chicago. There are a few dozen commuter trains here idling as they prepare to take thousands of people from their jobs downtown to their homes in city neighborhoods and suburbs near and far. Behind me is a nondescript two-story brick building that houses the control center for these rail lines and the brains of what will be Metra's positive train control system.
Out of this building, we control the Metro Electric District, the Rock Island.
Running down the list of Chicago area commuter rail lines that he oversees here is Chief Dispatcher Sal Cuevas.
Over 300, 350, maybe 400 trains out of this facility that we control.
That's only about half of the commuter trains Metra moves into and out of the city each day. Cuevas is tracking their movement, their speed, and any potential problems in coordination with the 500 freight trains moving through Chicago. Positive train control won't make his job any easier, but Cuevas says it will make those trains safer.
Integrating that system with our current train control system will hopefully minimize incidents.
Positive Train Control, or PTC, integrates computer, satellite, and radio technologies to slow down or stop a train if the engineer becomes incapacitated, misses a signal, or is going too fast. But the complex safety system won't be fully implemented for some time. Metra's executive director, Don Orsino, says Chicago's commuter trains won't make the 2015 deadline set by Congress, and it won't even be close.
Our expectation for Metra to be fully operational is in 2019.
Why is it taking so long?
There's a lot of reasons why it's taking so long. Number one, it wasn't invented.
Orsino says the railroads had to develop the complicated system from scratch. PTC has to download information about track conditions, speed limits, the length and weight of trains, and other data. Computers in the control centers and in the locomotives must communicate with every track signal and every other train. It requires new signals, new radios, computer hardware, and software to interface with all of the other railroads and all of their equipment. In Chicago, the nation's busiest rail hub, that's 1,300 freight and passenger trains a day.
We operate the most complex system in the country. There's no question about that.
And Orsino says in mandating positive train control by the end of this year, Congress provided almost no funding.
We're looking anywhere from about $350 million for this system. And you're talking about commuter rail service. There's not that kind of money out there.
And it's not just Metra, but most commuter rail agencies around the country will need another 3 to 5 years to implement positive train control. Michael Malenafy, president of the American Public Transportation Association, says they simply lack the resources to do it. And he's not just talking money.
There's only so many people that are experts in this area. We can only produce so many of the radio sets that are needed and the spectrum that's needed to run those radios at a given time.
Malenafy says acquiring that radio spectrum for PTC has been especially difficult for commuter railroads.
Many of the operators will be able to obtain it in some segments, but maybe not along the entire corridor. They have to figure out who owns the spectrum in a given corridor and negotiate with them to either sell it or lease it.
Malenafy is hoping Congress will allow the FCC to provide commuter railroads with the radio spectrum they need for free and will extend the deadline for commuter and freight railroads to implement a safety system that all agree is needed. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.